Before we get into our reading, I'm going to invite you to be seated for right now. I want to give a little bit of an introduction to set the scene a bit, set the context of where we are in this story, so that the reading will make perhaps a little bit more sense, so we can grasp the fullness of Zechariah's song today. So Zechariah, who we'll read about, he's married to Elizabeth, who's pregnant with the baby who will become John the Baptist. The angel Gabriel comes to Zechariah to tell him this and to make sure that his name is John. Zechariah doesn't really know what to do with this. He begins to doubt it, so Gabriel renders him mute, makes him unable to talk for 9 months. In the meantime, Gabriel comes to Mary and prophesies that she will give birth to the Savior. Mary goes to see Elizabeth, and this confirms all that God is doing in their midst. Last week, we heard Mary sing her song of praise. She praises God and sings of how God has looked with favor on the lowly, and through her child will cast the mighty down from their thrones. Immediately after this, John is born. And Elizabeth tells the religious leaders that his name is to be John. Remember, Zechariah still can't speak at this point. And the religious leaders kind of try to talk her out of it. Well, you don't want to name him John. John's not a family name. There's not really a lineage for that. We should name him Zechariah. And so this is one of the things that they come to Zechariah with, they consult him with, but Zechariah writes down on a tablet, writes down that his name is to be John. And then the text says, immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue was freed. There's this act of obedience to the will of God that happens in Zechariah's assent to naming him John. And the first words that Zechariah speaks is this song of praise. It's a little bit lesser known than Mary's, perhaps, but it's powerful all the same. So this is Zechariah's song that he sings, the first words out of his mouth after his tongue was freed and his mouth was opened. So this is the Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his child David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness in his presence all our days. And you, child, this is to John now, you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One of my favorite memories of becoming a dad in the hospital, the day my daughter Lily was born, was that they would play a little lullaby over the loudspeakers, the hospital speakers, every time a baby was born. And when we arrived in the hospital, we got the last available room in the childbirth wing that was packed full of babies being born. I remember walking the hall and hearing the lullaby play. Da, 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 da. Each time that a new life had arrived safely. Now, I doubt they had a lullaby chime in the same way when Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist. And yet there was still this powerful song, this proclamation that accompanied his birth, a powerful sign that God had done something new. And the only thing that Zechariah, a new dad himself in his ripe old age, could do was sing praise to God. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. Zechariah has been transformed. No longer is he a priest who doubts this new promise that God has given, but instead he sings of God's goodness. He sings of how God has raised up a mighty Savior in their midst. If we remember last week, Pastor Aaron spoke beautifully about how this was a really trying time for God's people. There were uprisings near Nazareth that were stomped down by the Roman military. God's people were crying out for deliverance, and Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary, and Joseph were the ones who could see that this deliverance was arriving, that God was fulfilling God's promises. Zechariah's song ends with these beautiful words of promise. Because of the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Because of God's tender mercy, the dawn from on high will break upon us. In ancient Greek, the language that this would have originally been written in, there's a fun little word play in this passage. The word translated will break, right? The dawn from on high will break upon us, is this word episkepsetai. Let me hear you try to say episkepsetai. It's a fun word, right? Episkepsetai. A fun word. Now, the fun thing about this, and maybe I only find it fun because I'm a nerd like this, but the fun thing about this word is that it's often translated as both past tense and future tense simultaneously. Our translation says the dawn from on high will break upon us. There are other translations that say the dawn from on high has broken upon us. Past tense and future tense at the same time. I think it's a little grammar thing that hints at a much bigger God thing. That in the birth of John the Baptist, God's promise has been fulfilled. Zechariah has been transformed by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn has broken. And the promise will continue to be fulfilled in the future. The dawn has broken, and the dawn will continue to break. Because of the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will continue to break upon us. Why will the dawn from on high continue to break? Because there will continue to be people who sit in darkness. There will continue to be people who sit in the shadow of death. There will continue to be so many of us who need our feet guided into the way of peace. I remember not long after Lily was born, I was sitting in a hospital room in that same hospital with a woman who was in the last days of her life after almost a decades-long battle with cancer. We were reading scripture. We were singing hymns. A couple of her friends from church were there. Her daughter was there, and she wanted us to sing "It Is Well With My Soul." And so we sang this great hymn of the church as she was preparing to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We got to the last verse. "Lord, hasten the day when our faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trumpet shall sound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." And we were quiet for a second. And we heard this little sound from the hallway. Da da da. Baby had just been born. It was a reminder that even in the midst of death, even in the valley of the shadow of death, there is always new life coming our way. I don't know what kind of darkness you may be sitting in this year. I don't know what kind of shadows of death this year may have held for you. But I can promise you this. The dawn from on high has broken upon us to shine upon all who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. This is the promise of this season. The coming of God's salvation is as ordinary and extraordinary as the birth of a baby to grateful parents. Is as simple as a lullaby chiming over hospital speakers. The miracle of Christmas is that God never gives up on sending signs of salvation because God never gives up on us. The dawn from on high has broken upon us, and the dawn from on high will continue to break upon us again and again, like the chimes that ring in the hospital proclaiming a new birth. My prayer for all of us in this season is that God would grant us ears to listen. God would grant us hearts to endure. And God would grant us lives transformed by God's tender mercy to walk alongside one another as God continues to guide us in the way of peace. And so we say thanks be to God. Amen.